That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce and Merry Christmas. Tonight is our Christmas show, and I am honored to have a very special guest tonight. His name is Mark Dodich, and he's a famed astrologer. He works all around the world. He even takes wonderful trips around the world on a regular basis. So good evening, Mark. How are you?
Very good, and happy solstice.
Oh, I know. Talk about tonight. There's a special Christmas star. I call it the Star of David. But what do you call it, Jupiter and Saturn?
Yeah, I'm pretty simple. Jupiter-Saturn conjunction would be the generic language for it. And of course, as you know, it only happens every 20 years.
But what's this thing about the 800 years? Well, what other planets are joining it to make it even more rare?
Well, what they're measuring is that it's starting in the very beginning of Aquarius, like the first degree of Aquarius, so that 1200 and 1400, I don't have the exact dates in my head, is the last time that occurred in Aquarius.
Oh, that's what it is. It's 1212. I looked it up.
And then the other thing that's significant is that I try to avoid some of the astrology language, but how high or low they are above the what's called the ecliptic. And as you've seen in the sky, or at least not where I'm at, where we don't see the sky, but they're very close together. So I guess what I'm trying to say is normally when they align, they don't always align as closely as they are tonight.
So this is powerful. We need it. We need all the love and all of the spiritual energy on this planet right now. Don't, and you're in Portland, Oregon as well.
Yeah. And I'm calling it a breath of fresh air because, as you know, we've talked over the past year about this very heavy Capricorn energy, which is restructuring and breaking things down. And Aquarius is about holding the higher ideal, opening up to new visions, creating win-win environments. So when I look at that, I thought, well, gee, it's time to wake up, to freshen up, to open to higher ideals.
I agree. And but the thing is that Pluto is still with us for two more years or one more year, Mark?
Well, 2023 is when it will move into Aquarius. But the thing that all the astrologers are talking about, as you know, Elizabeth, is it is coming back to home base in the United States, July 4, 1776 chart.
Yeah, it's so, on its rising sign.
And, of course, that only happens every 248 years. So it's kind of a special deal, and it's natural that things break down before they get rebuilt.
Right, but that doesn't mean we're going to lose our Constitution or Declaration of Independence, although people want us to.
The way we do the structure of government needs to change.
That's true.
Just things like they're talking about the Electoral College versus popular vote, you know, that's a pretty old concept.
Yeah, but the Electoral College is important, I think.
Well, yeah, and there's a reason for it to be there. Same with the Federal Reserve. You know, some people are anti-Federal Reserve, and other people say there's a reason for it to be there.
Well, I think I'd like to get back to the gold standard, or else you and I can buy a printing press. One or the other.
Well, I am worried about inflation as down the road.
We do have somebody calling in. Are you able to take a call, Mark?
Sure.
Pat from California. Her birthday. Hi, Pat. Her birthday is January 29th, 1964. So how are you, Pat? Where are you in California?
We're pretty blessed. We're doing pretty well in general. Just, like everybody, trying to stay put and stay safe.
True. I know. But where are you in California?
Oh, in the Bay Area, San Francisco area.
So up in San Francisco. Good. So what are you asking us tonight on Let's Find Out?
Well, I have an adult son who has Asperger's. He's autistic. And he's going to be laid off of his job at the end of this month. And because he has Asperger's, it's hard to find a job that will accommodate him and satisfy him. I was wondering if there was any advice or guidance that could be given on how to help him find his next job.
When is his birthday, and what's his first name, Pat, please?
His name is Patrick, and his birthday is 7/1986.
I heard 7/1986. What month is it?
July.
July 7th, so he's a Cancer. I want to tell you, my brother-in-law had Asperger's, and he became a college professor, and he was able to teach in Connecticut. So let's hope something opens up for him. What are you seeing, Mark?
First off, looking at her chart, you know, sometimes you can see another person through the chart. I'm typing while we talk here. She has her Sun and Mars in Aquarius, and Aquarius is one of those signs where you definitely do see Asperger's and Alzheimer's and the Ritalin kids and all that is a very common signature in them. And as you know, we just talked that Jupiter and Saturn are moving into Aquarius overnight tonight. And so Jupiter is going to sit on his Sun and Mars over the next 3 months. So Jupiter's like this god of blessings and expansion.
That's good. That's the best you can get, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that part sounds good. The challenge is Saturn's a little bit slower, and it is going to sit on his Sun and his Mars pretty much all year long. So I would urge patience, because at one level there's this expansion, I'm ready to go to the next level, and the other level is, well, we got to jump through the hoops to get there.
Now, what I'm feeling is something coming along in March that is going to be kind of accidental, like he may go help a neighbor do something, and the neighbor likes the way he does it and asks him if he'd like that to be his job. So I'm seeing something coming to him without him having to do too much to get it in March.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Just let some guys, I can tell them to be patient and not to get frustrated or get sour on the world.
We got to get through January and February. January and February are going to be a little bit tough, right, Mark? But anyway, Pat, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay, thank you.
Mark?
Yeah.
January and February, at least what I know Mercury retrogrades in February, I feel they're going to be a little bit rough, and then things will smooth out in March. What are you thinking?
That is definitely my hope. I didn't know if you've looked at the chart of the new moon in February, but, you know, 7 of the 10 planets, which we count the sun and moon as a planet in astrology, are all going to be in Aquarius. So, boy, this Aquarius influence is coming in big time in February, but we're even going to start seeing some of it on Inauguration Day in January, which could be a little dicey.
Yeah, I know, especially on Inauguration Day.
Well, and one of the things we talked about last year, you'll remember, is that Mars spent 6 months in Aries compared to its normal 6 weeks. And now, during the second week of January, finally, it's going to move into the next sign, Taurus, which is a sign of manifestation. Well, by the time, and of course, Mars is that male warrior. The low level of Mars is anger. The high is you know, taking right action or getting back into the gym and exercising are great things to do with Mars. But on Inauguration Day, it's going to align with Uranus, which is definitely one level for the people who are happy with the election will say, oh, this is new energy. This is bringing the new thing in that's coming in. And the people who aren't happy with the election, it's kind of a revolutionary blow things up kind of energy.
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. We do have another caller. Her name is Allie. She's October 6, 1944 in New Jersey. Are you there, Allie? Allie?
Yes. Hello.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. So what do you have for us tonight, Allie?
I just wanted to know if he sees anything in the love department.
So here's the contradiction in your chart. Obviously, you're a Libra sun, which likes relationship, and you were born with the moon in Gemini, which likes kind of her freedom and independence and the grass is greener on the next side of the fence kind of energy. So first off, what I'm saying is you're going to have to deal with that contradiction within yourself would be number one. And number two is when we get to June, we're going to have a solar eclipse. Like we just had a solar eclipse back on December 14th. Well, and that was in Sagittarius. Well, the one that's coming up in June is going to land right on your moon, right on your emotions. And, of course, wow. A solar eclipse, new beginnings, new starts. But I do, again, I got to say, you do have a bit of a contradiction in your chart between the part that wants a relationship and the part that needs your space, is how I would say that.
And what I'm feeling is that something at the end of March or beginning of April, you could meet somebody and it could start off very, very slow. Then by the time the second eclipse comes in June, then you could just start to begin to look at each other. And I think it might carry on until the end of the year before it gets serious. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the name Ned, Allie. Ned,
okay.
Yeah. What you got, Mark? Anything else?
Yeah. Between March and early May, you know how Jupiter's going to be moving very fast in Aquarius? Well, it's going to make harmony, what we call a trine, to her moon and to Mars, which is, you know, how she deals with men, male energies, the masculine ambition. So that's a triple harmony. It's a temporary triple harmony this spring, but triple harmonies are nice. We call them a grand trine is our fancy name for it.
Right, and the good thing about it, Mark, is that she could meet somebody during that time and then it could develop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, but it would be a great time to put her energy out into the world to say, I'm ready.
Okay, Allie, well, I know you want to say something. Go ahead.
I am seeing somebody right now. I was wondering how that was going to work out.
We didn't pick up on that. But anyway, look to that timing for things to get serious, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And my goodness, we are having calls tonight. I'm surprised. I'm pleased. We have a Stephanie. She's an Aquarian, 215-57. She's from Colorado. Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
Yes.
Stephanie, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Welcome to Let's Find Out. We can now. What is your question tonight?
I'm just curious about... I make furniture and trying to sell it. Could you give me any insight on that?
Well, I think you've got a whole new beginning. And if I was going to just look at your birthday, I don't have your chart marked up, I'd say, wow, you're going to be starting something new. And I think that it's definitely going to be productive but hardworking. What do you think, Mark?
I think there's some pretty good things coming up. This Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, Jupiter's go big, expand, and Saturn is be cautious in how you do those things. And number one, in January and February, these planets are going to be sitting on Mercury, which is how you're communicating your message to the world, you know, websites. So some people would say, is it time to upgrade the website or a brochure or how we're marketing to the world? The other is, as we get into March, the Venus in your chart is being activated. And Venus is about cosmetic beauty. So something about, you know, creating greater beauty. And then also Chiron, who we call the wounded healer, half horse, half human centaur in ancient Greece, is being activated. And typically in business, that's where you're stretching out to other markets. The example I like to use is when my massage therapist started getting older, doing massages was very difficult for her, her body physically. So she brought in like a crock pot full of hot rocks and aromatherapy treatments. So she was still doing her base business, but she was adding things that were complementary in her case, for her body. And so I would suggest you start looking at, you know, are there complementary markets for my product, or do I need to stretch the product to go out into different directions? But to me, it looks favorable.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. My goodness, it's a wonderful Christmas show tonight. We have one more, and then we will go to our cosmic tip. We have Kathy from Pennsylvania, and she is 211, 1955. So, hello, Kathy. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hello, Elizabeth.
You found us.
I did find you. I have a question for Mark. Does he feel that 2021 will allow me to retire and not have any extreme financial worries?
Oh, you're an Aquarian. You can create that. I'm for that. What do you think, Mark?
So I work on it.
Kathy has a challenging chart where nothing is nice and neat and clean. In other words, her Sun and Mercury in Aquarius were opposite the planet Pluto. She was born with Neptune, which is the spirituality, or I'm dazed and confused, right next to her emotions, which wants security. Anyways, those are some contradictory influences. And I could see where you take your work more independent and entrepreneurial, but I wouldn't say this is retire to a rocking chair type of time. So I don't know what you have in mind, but if you're looking to say, I'm going to go out and maybe run my own business, if you're not doing that already, or I'm going to go to some sort of a part-time or something like that, but to just up and retire, that's it, I'm done, I'd say
okay,
not likely.
Mark. Let me ask, is she going to hit the lottery?
Yeah, right.
In February, Venus and Jupiter are going to align. There's a day that we can all buy lottery tickets in February.
Mm-hmm. And what day is that? Everybody's going to want to know.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know Mercury retrogrades in February. Now, Kathy, you know about Mercury retrograde?
Yes, I do.
So Mercury retrogrades in February, but maybe there'll be a lucky day. There's always Valentine's Day.
We can add to it. Mercury was retrograde in her chart, and Mercury will be going retrograde January 30th to February 20th on top of her own Mercury and her own Sun. So that's some sort of reviewing, who am I and what am I going to do about it kind of a deal. But I wouldn't call that a full retirement, no.
No, but that says to me that somebody's coming back in her life from long ago, that your ex wants you back.
Well, remember, her Mercury and Sun are opposite Pluto, so that doesn't necessarily mean it's, oh boy, this person's coming back.
No, it means it's karma and there's still more work to do, right, Mark?
Or letting go work to do.
Yeah.
You know, release, heal, release, forgive, compassion.
Mm-hmm. So you have some challenges, Kathy, in February.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that for someone who's telling me she's ready to retire, mm-hmm. and worried about the finances, I'd say I doubt it. You know, she might go to part-time or start her own business, or again, we don't know what her situation is, but to me, this is not, you know, time to hang up the shoes and sit on a rocking chair.
Kathy, hang in there.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
One more thing, Elizabeth.
Oh, wait. Listen, Kathy, go ahead.
The Venus-Jupiter conjunction is on February 11th at the new moon. So those days from like the 7th to the 11th would be great. But, you know, I always tell people, if it's your turn to win, one lottery ticket is enough. You don't need to buy 100.
That's true.
And remember where you heard it, too.
And Kathy, that's your birthday. So buy that monitor
exactly.
on your birthday, and we'll see what happens. I'll buy
you
one for you.
You never know.
And of
Thank
course,
you.
It depends where Aquarius is in a person's chart as to where the luck is.
Well, we do have to take a break to listen to our weekly cosmic tip. And we do have Sophia holding. So, Mark, I'll give you her birthday now. It's September 18th, 1970. And as soon as we get back, we'll work with Sophia. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. We'll be back in a bit.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of December 21st through December 27th, 2020. Well, we've arrived at Christmas week, or holiday week, however you want to say it. Monday is the winter solstice on the 21st, and we enter the winter season as well as the sign of Capricorn, creating the longest night of the year. Last week's solar eclipse is now at the first quarter moon phase, and that means there's a challenge to create. The moon is in Pisces for the next 3 days, so it's time to meditate and go beyond the veils of this physical world to bring back a new and higher vision for both yourself and the planet. By later afternoon on this day, the moon moves into Aries, which stimulates you to pioneer a new path. But this is no normal winter solstice. Generous Jupiter and long-term Saturn align for the very first degree of eclectic Aquarius. The two planets coming together create a large star, the Christmas star. And there are a few other stars gathering as well to make it light and bright in the sky. This has not occurred in 800 years. The last time was 1212. This marks the end as well as the beginning of a 20-year cycle. Positive Aquarius holds on to the higher ideal and then works to bring it forth. Negative Aquarius thinks that they know better than anyone else and can get hard-headed and inflexible until they get tired of having migraines and may begin to change their mind. At the solstice, candles, red for lifeblood and green for growth, decorations and lights remind us that renewal and rebirth always follows death. After the darkest day of the year, we follow the increasing daylight into spring and celebrate our own personal rebirth. That's part of what your New Year's resolutions are for. When the sun is in Capricorn, your focus is tuned into your career and your standing in the community. This year adds another special and powerful quality, as mentioned before, the great conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter. This has huge significance. Because, first, it conjuncts the United States of America's chart's rising sign. And second, because Jupiter rules the economic, political, and religious matters. Saturn rules business and systems of law and order, all of which have been greatly affected by this COVID year of 2020. This energy is a game changer and brings a time to review the laws of which this nation stands on. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our current justice system. It will highlight just what needs to be changed and help us to decide if America has been built on good, strong values. The 1961 conjunction highlighted the Kennedy assassination and the Vietnam War, as well as social, economic, and political issues that came afterwards. The 2001 conjunction highlighted 9/11, the Afghanistan War, and the bank crash of 2008-2009, as well as social, economical, political aftermath that's been going on ever since. Because the 2020 conjunction is in Aquarius, the sign of the outlaw and the rebellion, the same sign that was in 1776 when we signed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it's expected to reflect the unusual and possibly revolutionary turning point of a new and different world order. Aquarius is ruled by the electric and unpredictable planet Uranus, which makes it difficult to know which way the ball will bounce. But you can bet in years to come, there will be a major turning point in our money system, economics, climate change, and methods of how we use electricity, as well as our energy. It is well to note that this conjunction on December 21st, 2020, comes after the USA presidential election and before the inauguration on January 20th, 2021. Whatever happens in between could surprise us. In the coming 3 months, open up to innovative ideas and ideals on how you can change your life and be fresh, free, and exciting about creating new possibilities. And if that isn't enough, psychic or dazed and confused, Neptune has been challenging the spiritual destiny nodes of the moon. This adds to the energy of needing to go beyond the confines of this limited world and bring in new ideas and higher philosophy back from the higher realms. This also challenges everyone to find compassion and forgiveness for yourself and others, as well as for those who have voted for or against your candidate. Expect to hear some news about space, about life on other planets, as well as perhaps some UFOs. Tuesday and Wednesday favors exercise and independent activities under the Aries moon. Do avoid coming on strong and forcing others to think your way on Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning, as aggressive and impatient Mars makes a challenging square to obsessive compulsive Pluto in Capricorn. Thursday evening, December 24th, which of course is Christmas Eve, has Mercury making harmony with friendly Uranus. The normal interpretation would be to get out for some short Christmas Eve events, but the virus may require that energy be done by phone or Zoom. Christmas Day is relatively quiet this year on the loving and sensual Taurus moon. On Saturday, December 26th, the moon will be void, of course. Of course, that's a big present exchange day, getting out to the store and getting what you want instead of what you got. If you must shop during a void, of course, moon, be certain that what you buy you can exchange, because this is not a good time period for important purchases or actions. Why don't you just relax and enjoy the weekend and do your exchanges next week? On Sunday, take a deep breath and rest up after all of the family and festivities. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a wonderful holiday. I'm with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Mark Dodich.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was our Cosmic Tip. And this is our Christmas show. I have a wonderful guest. His name is Mark Dodich. He's an astrologer. And Mark, are you not planning a trip in 2021? Are you waiting until 2022?
I am waiting until 2022 because a lot of the companies that would help us out there are not really planning 2021 big stuff.
Right. So because of the COVID. So that's good. And you've done several. I know you went to Greece.
Been to Greece twice. Been to a safari in Tanzania. We were to Egypt. Neat. And I've got a survey out there right now seeing, you know, what the top choices are people would like to go to. So we'll see.
Maybe it'd be Machu Picchu in Peru. That would be exciting.
I've been wanting to go to Turkey because there's a lot of sacred sites in Turkey.
Oh, there are. That's true. That's true. Well, we were going to talk about the positiveness that's coming with Mars going into Taurus. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so January 6th to 8th, as we were talking earlier, Mars spent 6 months or is spending 6 months in Aries, and that was because it was retrograde September to November. And so the way I've been telling people about that in 2020 is, oh, we're creating our battle plan for 2021, almost like in my case, I've kind of given up on 2020, you know? Mm-hmm. And so Aries is pioneer a new path, and Taurus, where it's going to move into in that second week of January, is it's time to manifest. It's time to bring our values and desires, and Mars is about putting our ambition into it, and Taurus is a hard worker. and that's going to go into March. And then a quicker nature, Venus is going to move into Capricorn right around January 8th through the end of January. Mm-hmm. And while that isn't the best combination for a person's love life, unless we're having to put boundaries on the people in our world, mm-hmm. It is a very good business combination.
Well, that's good. And you then know, my house of money.
Well, roll up sleeves, get to work, go manifest.
Well, I think that's going to happen. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast New Year's Eve. I got invited back on New Year's Eve. They have their psychics, and maybe from there we'll just spring into being very busy. So, Mark, I would like you to give out the phone number that somebody would call if they wanted an astrological reading from you.
Sure. So my landline in Portland, Oregon is 503-252-1558. And they can also register on the website astromark.us, astromark.us.
Great. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm on tonight with Mark Dodich. It's our Christmas show. We are going to have a fabulous, fabulous meditation and wonderful, wonderful music later. But now we have to take our station break. So Mark and I will be back in about 10 minutes.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs. And it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com /Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. To be alone.
Too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. Daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
Mark telling us not to let that big star out there get in our eyes.
He just keeps going and going, doesn't he?
He does. But what star are we getting in our eyes tonight? Isn't it the big Christmas star?
Big Jupiter and Saturn. Big players in astrology.
And how is it affecting us today and tomorrow?
Well, one level is... Jupiter rules expansion in our belief system, so all of us need to really take a look at what we believe and what we're holding on to and what's true and what's not true. Because obviously out in the world right now, there's a lot of information going back and forth, some of which is good and some not, all over the board. And then Saturn is a grounding force. So Jupiter says, I'm opening to big ideas, and Saturn says, but I need to find a way to put it into form that'll work in our modern world. And see, Aquarius is the cutting edge, the age of Aquarius coming. What's the next innovative thing coming down the pike? And so it's like we're opening up to it, but how do we bring, what is this idea, and how do we put it into a form that will work, not in the world that we're leaving, but the energy that's coming in?
Right. How do you bring in what you desire? For example, with my screenplay that I've been working on, the manager that I had passed away during Hurricane Harvey, and it's been hard for me to get it going again, but I do have some wonderful, important people, very well-known people helping me, so we'll see if it can manifest this next year. Anyway, we do have a caller. His name is Carlton. He's from South Carolina. His birthday is January 11th, 1951. Hello, Carlton. Merry Christmas.
Hello, and Merry Christmas to you.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Are you
just
learning?
Just wondering
how to
what
teach
is
online?
The job outlook for me maybe coming up after Christmas.
Are you still teaching, Carlton?
Yes, I'm teaching part-time, but they are looking. We're short of people, and they're looking for people, but I seem to be getting looked over, and I was just wondering if it's going to be any different this time.
See if he's not going to get passed over, Mark? Do you think he's got a chance of coming into...
I think it's good. His Venus, which is the love and money planet, is an early Aquarius, so that's January. You know,
that's great.
And then his Mars is in Aquarius too, back at 21 degrees, meaning further into the sign Aquarius. And you know, Mars ambition, and that's going to be activated in late March and April by Jupiter. So all of that's good. However, you know, everybody born in those years has Pluto in Leo, which means this Aquarius is also opposing that. So we may need to let go of old ways of thinking on how we do this and come up with innovative new ways, because Aquarius is entrepreneurial. It's, you know, Skype and Zoom and, you know, new technology.
And how are you doing with that, Carlton? How are you doing with the new technology?
I think I'm doing good with the new technology. I basically teach it, and I, like I say, I'm working on my doctorate now. That's also a thing. I've been held up on that. I don't think I had the virus, but I had a very bad cold and sinus problem that got me behind. So I'm asking them for an extension on my first three chapters on that. And that I would like to be able to help the school bring back their technology program.
Oh, that would be. Oh, I think he'd succeed in that, don't you, Mark?
Absolutely. Technology or learning the newest technique or the newest things really are important for him. And with this energy moving into Aquarius, can't help but hurt. But I need to add another piece, Elizabeth, a piece that you're going to like. This guy has a bunch of Pisces in his chart, too.
Well, that's why we're good friends.
Well, and so his North Node, which is the Dharma spiritual destiny, is at 20 degrees Pisces, which is where the planet Neptune is going to be working all year this year.
That's
about opening up to higher vision, intuitive abilities, compassion, forgiveness, film and photography are all Pisces-type things.
That's everything I'm working on, too. So there, Carlton, we're going to be successful together.
Okay.
But I would have him being on top of whatever the newest cutting-edge techniques and technology are.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what Aquarius is. You have to do the learning. You have to learn the new stuff as it comes to us, right, Mark?
Yeah, and the other piece, just not to be negative, Carlton, but if you have any authority figure issues, I'd find
work
a way to keep those under control.
Okay, I would think I do have those.
Oh, good. Well, because Aquarius can have authority figure issues, and that can present problems.
So does that mean that they're controlling, Mark?
Well, they can be. It's what we call a thick sign, which is
Aquarius
is no better than everybody else.
So start your yoga, start bending, Carlton.
Know my way or the highway conversations.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's a Capricorn. That's grounded.
Good. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Carlton, and have a wonderful holiday.
All right, same to you.
Take care. Okay, Mark, that was interesting. And that, so that Leo and Aquarian opposition, can you talk a little bit more about it? Because a lot of us were born within those 10, is it 10 years?
And these dates are not exact, but basically if you were born from about 1938 to about 1955, all of those people have the planet Pluto is moving through Leo.
Right.
And, you know, Leo is a chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage. And, you know, I like the luxuries and we all like our SUVs out here in Oregon. Okay. But it's also the planet of stepping into our power and transforming ourselves and releasing anything that gets between us and the creative source, you know, God, creation, whatever you call that.
Right.
So it's about lessons and standing in our power, and Leo's about keeping our heart open, and yet all of this Aquarius energy coming in, which is opposite Leo, says we must detach from the soap operas and the dramas that we're seeing going on in the world while keeping our heart open.
Right, and that can be a little difficult because everybody's been into so much judgment and anger this year, but I'd like to see that change. Let's talk a little bit about that, Mark. I'd like to know if this next year we're going to have these anger issues and this you're wrong and I'm right thing lifted.
I don't think it's going to go away quickly, but and where I'm going with this is the planet Saturn is going to make a 90-degree angle to Uranus three times between February and November of 2021, and they both want very different things. Mm-hmm. Saturn likes stability and conservative and, you know, old school
A routine, yeah.
The rebel inventive. And so they're going to be bouncing on each other all year long. Ideally, we find a higher way to bring innovative new concepts, compassion for humanity, higher ideals into a form that will work for everybody is the ideal.
Well, I guess we'll get to it when we get towards the end of the year. But then at the end of 2021, does Pluto move into Aquarius?
It's actually early 2023, but it will be at the very end. And as you know, a lot of times people start feeling it before it actually gets there.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it's at the very end of Capricorn, it's sitting on my Uranus. So that's going to be very interesting to have Pluto on my Uranus for 2 years.
We'll wait to see what innovative new ideas you bring to the world.
It's got to be the movie, Unlimited Realities.
There we go.
Well, we are at the end of the show, and I really appreciate you being here and talking to all of the guests on Let's Find Out. I hope you'll be back in March. We'll try to schedule you for the Spring Equinox show.
Well, let's get into next year and we'll decide.
Absolutely. Why don't you give them your phone number of how to reach you and your website, please?
Landline is 503-252-1558 in the Pacific time zone. And the website is astromark.us.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful holiday. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are going to go into a very special Christmas meditation. We're going to have some wonderful music. I picked one that I sang with my parents when we were younger, watching the Perry Como show. It's called There's No Christmas Like a Home Christmas. Then we're going to do the meditation, which is light, healing, and raising your frequency. And then we have a beautiful song by Elizabeth Hepburn that I hope everyone will stay on and listen to. It's called If We Only Had Love. Finishing with Richard Shulman, getting to that higher dimension. So this is Elizabeth, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. And take care. Be safe.
There is no Christmas like a home Christmas with your dad and mother, sis and brother. With their hearts coming at your homecoming, and that merry Yuletide spirit in the air.
You can feel that Yuletide spirit.
Christmas bells, ringing loud and strong.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the healing meditation that will help raise your frequency vibration. Raising your vibration into the fifth dimension is to live an amazing life. In order to do that, you need to break through the conditional response of fear that we have all been brought up with and that has been with the planet since almost the beginning of the planet. We have come to a time when this really counts. Yes, it seems crazy out there, but it's really not. It's just that all the outmoded negative life ups and downs are being broken down and split apart. Do not allow yourself to be sucked into this frightening energy. As a child, we were taught to fuss and whine when we wanted our own way. And we have brought that into our adult life. We haven't realized that as we grow older, we need to leave our childish ways. We can communicate instead of taking a negative action to gain a response, or to get our own way. We use the childish feelings, childish behavior. At this time, as we enter the fifth dimension, we must change our thinking process and how we think about our life. We are being tested. The history of life on Earth is that people prey on the weak people to get what they want. When a friend or a boss yells at you and reprimands you, it's not anything to do with you. They are angry at something that they're angry at, which has nothing to do with you. You're simply a scapegoat where they can drop their negative feelings and anger. Something else is going on around them, and the anger becomes a great expression to vent on you. What's going on in this country has nothing to do with the real issues, because real issues never require anger or violence. The riots and anger is an age-old excuse, the old way of handling things so that you can behave badly. When a window gets broken and a small store is looted, the people that you are supposedly defending may be put out of business. Looting and breaking windows has nothing to do with peace, protesting, or justice. That's an excuse. It's a behavior that we have used for centuries and eons, and it has to stop. Who does the bully pick on? The biggest guy? No. They pick on the weakest. But the bully has issues, and they want to prove how good they are. And these issues have nothing to do with who they pick on. It is very important in the next 4 years that we stay centered, at peace, and change our focus. We change our focus from fear and what's going to happen to me to I am a powerful individual, I am a light worker, and I work in love, peace, and harmony. Right now, people use frustration for their own personal agendas. And this has to stop. This has to change. The world is changing. Here's what we can do about it. Here's where we can grow. Stop acting like babies, because we are now holding the power that we did not know about years ago. We would actually go into a challenging situation and do the same things that are being done now. Negative times negative equals negative.
nothing gets accomplished, and terrible destruction is left behind. You hold the power of the oneness, and you act on that power of the oneness. And this is done with total peace, no judgment, and not being sucked into the confusion and anger and hostility of those around you. A riot is a riot, and nothing has changed. Oh, but wait. What about you? What has changed? What can change? You have the power to change. And what you have the power to change is your reaction. Of course there's bad behavior. It's always hanging around for a reaction. And when you give it the reaction, the baby gets fed. That is what we do to manipulate and control. The Lord said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." It's here, it's now. Our spiritual tests begin now, and there's much more to come. 3 eclipses in 30 days, and 4 years of destruction before reconstruction. We as light workers must create the peace that can and will change the outcome. It will change everything. So join me as we embrace spiritual frontiers with a new way of loving and a new way of remaining in love, peace, and harmony. On the basis that I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. You are a child of light. You are experiencing different vibrations and frequencies on this earth plane. And your mission now is to raise everything up to a higher frequency where you don't need physical power. You don't need weapons because you hold the power. You hold the power within yourself. There are other people who have brought down nations because they used peace. There is no outer power that can battle that truth and win. When you see the upsets and disturbances in the world, don't go into fear, because that's exactly what they desire. Why do you think it's being done? To instill peace. Why do you think it's being done? To instill fear. If someone really wanted peace, there would be no violence. If someone really wanted peace, there would be no violence and no destruction. It's a camouflage for something else that's going on. A distraction to get what they want when they really want it. Don't get sucked into this. There is power in prayer. There is power in positive communication. When you begin to meditate and you begin to practice lifting your vibration and focusing on love, peace, and harmony, focusing on the fifth dimension. There's a lot going on backstage, and this has shifted for us. But now, there's a lot going on backstage, which has really shifted the entire world. But now we have the violence. Now that we have the violence, a whole new paradigm is starting. It's a different ball game. It's scary. Don't feed it. Don't fuel it. You're being tested. Don't go into the lower frequencies. When you say it's real and that it's a threat to you, it becomes that. Things like, I don't like my job. Rich people are evil. The frequency is very low. and your belief system, and your belief system becomes that. And when you sense you're going back into the fear, just say to yourself, here we go again. The structures are tumbling. People are behaving badly with different agendas in the background, and I am not going to fuel it anymore. The meek shall inherit the earth. Some small monk in Tibet can take down any nation. When you choose to be in the higher frequencies, you fear nothing. You are indestructible. When you are in the higher frequencies, you fear nothing. You are indestructible. Embrace that truth. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. You are not the body. You have no illness. You have no violence. Nothing can destroy you. The higher the frequency, the more you are allowed to enter into your life, and the higher the frequency, the more you allow this balance and this beauty to enter your life. And the more you work with it and do not allow the lower frequencies to bring you fear. By refusing, the more you work with it and don't allow the lower frequencies to bring you fear, when you refuse to feed the lower dimensions, it will no longer control your reality. The old frequencies that we are exploiting from within keep you feeling trapped. We have been controlled by them. We believe that they can harm us. We feel it. Fear is a negative emotional reaction. It says you don't have any power. Something in the material world is stronger. This is real and I cannot change it. And that's how you give your power away. It creates a situation, an energy that is negative. An entire belief system that is the sum of your thoughts and beliefs. That's all it is. It's energy. And then you think, okay, what am I going to do about this? Begin with, I know who I am. Begin with, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I am a universal energetic being. No, you don't have to sit home. If you want to take an action, then focus on taking an action by doing things that are peaceful. That is how we're going to clear this up. That is how we are going to put our town, environment, state, and country back together again by building a loving and supportive community. Take a deep breath and realize that the people who are out there demonstrating and being destructive and destroying are not your friends when it comes to living on a peaceful planet. They are not a high frequency. So it doesn't matter. What are you? What are we? No matter what, no matter who, no matter what color, no matter what religion, no matter your education level, no matter how much money you have everything. You have everything. You are a light being. You are here experiencing these incidents on Earth. You are a frequency, a very high frequency, and that's it. After you drop the body, you become a frequency of light. The universe doesn't judge. The universe doesn't judge what that is. It just recognizes the frequency. When you go into the loving and harmony, when you go into the living in harmony phase, you are creating. When you go into the loving and harmony stage, you are creating universal oneness. If you know this, you won't go into the energy of trying to separate people by judging them and hurting them. So pull back and put your attention to where it needs to be, to the higher frequencies. Meditate, have morning prayer, create togetherness in your home and in your community, which will bring harmony. Focus on living on a peaceful planet, a planet that chooses to live in love, peace, and harmony. This is your new mission. All of this is a test. I have told you this would be happening, and it will continue to do so. But we can hold out for 4 years. All are being tested. Other forms of the lower frequencies will evolve. Much more will be happening in all areas of our life. It will hit, it will create separation, it will create illness, it will affect finances. But the most important thing is that when we get through it all, it's going to affect how we treat one another. It will all finally dissolve. But only if you focus on the most peaceful, loving, respectful, and devotional areas of living. Respect one another. By respecting one another, put your focus on the higher frequencies and remember that you are in a test pattern. You are becoming a master student. So this is it, kid. Will you become one of the meek? Meek is knowledgeable. Meek is a knowledgeable, wise, clever person who holds power beyond human imagination. They don't need the material world to hold the power because that's not where it comes from. When you go within and use it, it will change your outer world. When you go within and realize that it's just an experience from living here, and know that you're being tested, much like temperance. And know that you are being tested, much like temperance. Remember, and always be aware, that stealing and taking items out of a store you have just destroyed has nothing to do with a protest. It's just blatant negative behavior. Put your attention and focus where it needs to be the most useful. I am an amazing human being. I'm using all of my inner strength to show us how this I'm using all my inner strength to show us what this is all about and how to deal with it now. I promise you that this will become the biggest challenge of your life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Expect many changes and expect a new energy that's coming into your life. You are reloading your energy. This energy is benign, it's of a higher frequency, and it will bring you balance, love, peace, and harmony. Take another deep breath. Closing your eyes, looking at the light on your third eye. Let the light expand. Let it expand throughout your mind, that beautiful amber gold. And know who you are, that you are a child of God, that you are an energetic being in the universe, and that you hold a power beyond human imagination. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Have a peaceful night and let this energy envelop you throughout the upcoming turbulent days.
Jerusalem stands, and then death has no shadow.